back home now, and the author Colm Tobin will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's On Post Irish Book Awards, which take place in Dublin later this evening. Other awards to be announced later include Irish Novel of the Year, Sports Book of the Year and Best Newcomer. Ahead of winning his award, the author spoke to our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley, who asked him first of all about his early career in magazine journalism.
I think you learn a lot from journalism, that you write for an audience, that you write for a reader, that is not, there's no form of self-exploration or self, it's not done to please yourself, that it is all about somebody, that there is another character in the novel, and that character is the reader. I suppose journalism helps with that. And also with those magazine articles at that time, especially for McGill, but also for In Dublin, they had beginnings, middles and ends. You sort of tried to compose them as though they were a story. They weren't news stories. I mean, there were long magazine stories, and you had to bring the reader in, hold the reader, and then find a way out of the story without an easy conclusion.
How important is research and reading other people's work and thinking of your Henry James work and so on? You know, do you immerse yourself in the topic first before you go writing, or how does it work?
Yeah, for the novel about Henry James, I would have done that. I would have really been buried in books. And for, say, the novel House of Names, which is based on the Oresti, on the Greek story, I would have buried myself in various versions of that story in translation. Other times it's wonderful, you don't have to do anything. You're like De Valera, you just look into your own heart. And you actually have what you need from your imagination and your experience. So it just depends on the book. But there's a lovely time when you don't have to do anything because you know a certain number of streets in a town or in a city, and you just work from really familiar spaces, but then you invent the characters who inhabit those spaces.
You got to taste a bit of Hollywood after Brooklyn. You got to go to the Oscars and so on. Not a usual thing for somebody who's sitting at a desk. How was all of that?
I think Hollywood knows that novelists should be kept in their place. So there are two entrances. One is the red carpet, and the other entrance for novelists has no carpet at all. And there are two doors right beside each other, and you go in, and all the stars go in the other. And you and people like you go in, you know, and you're sitting at the back. And you could wave to people, but they'll never catch your wave. But the funny, I was, you know, but it was very near the bar because it was right at the door. And there were a lot of ad breaks. So you could go and have a drink every time, which the stars couldn't do. But there was one moment where I was just trying to say hi to Saoirse Ronan. Like, I just thought, hey, Saoirse. And I was waiting for her to come up. She was being photographed and photographed and photographed. And a man got on my case. He said, "You, sir, go inside, sir." And I said, "No, but I want to say, you know, and you, sir, go inside, sir." And there was no question of, you know, hanging around. You know, there's a very big difference between being a star and being a novelist. A novelist is not a star. That event made it very clear.
Tonight, of course, Tobin will be the star when he receives his Lifetime Achievement Award at the On Post Irish Book Awards.
To tell you in advance, I suppose part of your reaction is to ask who else won it. And then you look at the list and then you think, well, that's an amazing list. And then it's a great honour to be on that list.
So do you read many of the current crop of Irish novelists?
I read everything that comes out, I think there's a great movement that's, you know, of almost every season now there's some new writer who's written a first book of stories or a first novel, and seems to be some of them have great comic skills, other are dealing with areas of experience we haven't really dealt with before. So I think it's in a very exciting time for Irish fiction. And maybe it's time with this award that someone like me just stands aside, just say, hey, you know, I have the award now. This is great. You guys, it's your turn. I'm getting out of your way. But I won't be doing that for a while.
Colm Tobin speaking to Sinead Crowley.